Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage. And yes, due to popular request and also backlash, Batman Begins is again on hold.
That's right.
I may have uploaded a different thumbnail, so apologies for that. But you know how YouTube is, Mason. You know how it is. It's a fickle program.
And if you upload...
Website?
Yeah, and if you upload the wrong thumbnail as a cruel joke, they put it up.
They do.
They should correct you.
Yeah.
Now, James, this is a funny joke, but who's it on? It's on us, isn't it, really? Because we had to watch another Twilight movie.
By the way,
you'd never seen this one either.
No, I haven't. Mm. And this one, I should point out, we're moving into the Twilight saga.
Oh, boy.
That's where we're at.
Twilight 2, Twilight Goes Hawaii.
I think it's called a different thing, isn't it?
No.
Okay, it's called Twilight Goes Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Or Twilight Goes to Hawaii. Well, the character's name's Twilight, right? The main guy is Twilight?
That's true. The main guy is Twilight. There's a little bit more zest and colour to this one, though, isn't there?
Mm.
As opposed to the cold and calculated Edwin Cullen of last week.
Yes.
This week, we've got the red-hot Jacob.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Raring to go. Please leave a like if you could. If not for us, for Jacob's jean shorts, cargo shorts, wolf boy.
Oh my God, it's jean shorts for days. In this, oh my, just a long jean short. Just a long jort. Yes, please. Now, I know probably at the time, for teenage girls, the appeal of the movie is the love triangle, the Bella, Jacob, Edward love triangle.
Sure.
But for me, the whole dramatic tension of this movie was, when's he going to get the short hair? Because the thumbnail for the movie, he had short hair. But when the movie started, he had long hair. And I'm like, when's he gonna cut that hair?
You know what's coming too.
But then he cut it off screen. Wow.
That's when he had his wolf transformation.
That's the money shot, baby, when he's like, I'm so sad or whatever, I'm cutting my hair.
You're right. Jean shorts. This is really, you're right though, this is a love triangle between Jacob, Bella and Jacob's wig, which apparently Taylor Lautner hated in real life.
But I bet he kept it.
Do you reckon he kept it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
He's put it in a set of stocks and he throws tomatoes at it.
So this one clocks in at 10 minutes longer, and boy does it.
Sure does.
And the kicking off point of this is Bella's having a dream or a premonition, or I don't know, does she have power? I don't know. Where she imagines herself as old, and she's with Edward, who's still 38 years old.
That's right. A 38-year-old, 17-year-old, correct.
And interestingly enough, and we talked a bit about this last week, Edward doesn't appear in a mirror in the dream. I know that's not reflective of like vampire powers, which which I do want to get into because there's more vampire lore that I want to touch upon.
Uh-huh.
But she's worried about getting old. Apologies again if we got this wrong last week. He's 109 years old.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, she's like, maybe I shouldn't be dead in such an old man. Correct. That's right.
Now, I had a thought about this. I've been thinking about this all week. So is it less weird?
Mm-hmm.
My thinking is potentially... Is it that your brain development stops at the age you got turned into a vampire?
Yeah.
So maybe he's been emotionally and mentally 17 for 100 years.
Well, that's what I was thinking about because...
Is that less creepy?
Yeah. See, the thing is, I also looked into this.
Right.
So in a lot of vampire lore, if you get bitten as a baby, you stay as a baby. If you get bitten as a child, you stay as a child.
Right.
So presumably... Yes.
But see, that's the thing. Like, but also, that means that if they were to get together and Bella were to stay human, then she would very quickly eclipse, pun intended, his mental and emotional state when she becomes like 30 and 40 and he's still a 17-year-old, but like a indestructible, like super strong 17-year-old.
Yeah.
So her only option, again, is the crux of the plot of this movie, is that she wants to be turned into a vampire, but that's like asking your weird... 17-year-old immortal boyfriend to, like, crack you really hard on the head once so you stay emotionally 17 forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's weird as well.
Yeah, that is weird as well. Mm. It's interesting that the movie isn't
There's no way getting around the weirdness.
No, there really isn't. But luckily, though, Edward takes leave. He says, look, Carlisle is supposed to be 10 years older than he looks. So he's the dad vampire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I think is strange because if they all turned up at the town, like presumably a couple years prior, was he like, I'm 55? Like right? When he arrived? Because wouldn't he just be like, I'm 30? I'm 30?
We might be covering some of the same ground as the previous video, and we will be covering it again, I assume, in the next video.
Come back to it.
Why do they all live in the same house? Why do they all pretend to be blood related? Why?
No, I think they're supposed to be adopted.
Right.
Because some of them are dating. Most of them are dating.
Why are they publicly like, you're doing everything you can to draw attention to yourself.
Yeah.
Why is that one guy wearing, like, he's going to high school, but he's wearing a shirt and tie and a denim trench coat? What's going on with these people? Dress normal and act normal, you freaks. You freaks.
So, yeah, Edward breaks up with Bella for some reason. We find out later it's because he wanted her to have a normal, happy life. I've written here, just very toxic. Don't like it. And then he starts, she's got massive remorse, regret, and she starts seeing him in visions.
Oh my God, yes.
And I thought initially, oh, he's using like...
giant floating head Edward.
Yeah.
Or Headwood, as I like to call him. Headwood Cullen. Why is that not a meme? Why has he not been a meme? Sometimes she's just driving a car and this is just a big floating head keeps zooming past her. What the hell?
I think it was a bike. But yeah, no, you're right. It's a great question. Like, I thought was this a vampire power that he unlocked? Did someone else in his family have that vampire
power?
Is it
just a hallucination?
I think it's an hallucination, right? Yeah. Is that right?
From the crack on the head that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, that's right. And speaking of, she promises to him, I won't be reckless. I'm going to be cool. And he's like, you better. But she gets a taste for motorbikes and bad boys.
Oh, that's right. She becomes the world's clumsiest adrenaline junkie, which I thought was fun. That's a fun character. It's like Hot Rod. Remember Hot Rod?
That's the perfect
Andy Samberg and Hot Rod.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, of course, where we get introduced to Jacob through the bikes. He's part of the Cargo and Gene Shaw Wolf Boys, which we talked about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And initially I'm like, yeah, I guess this is better. I guess this is.
You know, it is to be revealed that he is, you know, his motives aren't as pure and he is kind of capable of, you know, doing bad things and lying and all this sort of stuff. But at the same time, everybody seems better than Edward Cullen.
Yeah, right, okay.
She's got better chemistry with everybody. She can have a conversation with people in the way she can't have a conversation with this freak.
Yeah.
Like, if you met that couple, like at a party or something, you'd be like... Why are they still going?
What is
going? Yeah, what's going?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
What is this?
What is this with you two?
We don't like it.
Yeah.
We've all decided we don't like this.
Why are you wearing a check flannel shirt and you're in a weird Edwardian velvet collar coat? Like a little Lord Fauntleroy. What's happening here?
You should have hung out with that jean shorts guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but at the same time, and there's going to be...
That's right. Get back in your sensible Volvo. Get out of here. He's got another sensible Volvo. Did you see it? It's an SUV.
He does have a very sensible Volvo. Yeah, it's interesting, though, because he's still terrible because he tells Edward on the phone that Bella is dead.
Mm.
Presumably killed herself, Romeo and Juliet, et cetera.
Yeah,
and
oh
so
boy.
Forth.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
I got it.
You got it.
I got it.
You saw it. You got it.
I saw the things in the movie. Yeah,
yeah, good. Okay.
I put them together with the other things in the movie.
So that's not cool either, obviously. And that leaves Edward on a path of destruction. And by that I mean he draws on some charcoal labs and he steps into the sun, which we'll get back to. But I wanted to ask you specifically about the werewolves.
Okay, go on.
And the werewolf look, because these are essentially big wolves, right?
They're very big wolves.
Would you say they're not werewolfy enough?
Yes.
Or are you happy with like... what's going on
it's
here?
It's more like they transform into dire wolves. Let me tell you this.
Okay.
Loved the colours.
Yep.
Loved how they all had a different colour so you could tell them apart.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't tell who was who, but I just liked that they were different colours. But what I didn't like, maybe...
Jacob was the tan one.
Yes, he was, oh, beautiful tan. Oh, my God. He should have matched his hair, though.
Yeah, you're
right. But
then
I guess they would have all been the same colour. But maybe it'll happen in subsequent movies. I don't think it will.
Yeah.
But what I don't like about this is they have no man-wolf hybrid mode.
Yes, exactly.
They're either men or big wolves. Yeah. But they're never I want a big wolf man.
Well, I think also
classic wolf man.
Technically, they're not werewolves because they can change at any time.
Oh, yeah,
and that
true.
Has a different name. This is like the time when we talked about Reign of Fire and people are like, technically they're not dragons, they're wyverns. Get fucked. No one cares. Absolutely get fucked. Fuck off with your dragon lore.
That's right.
Get fucked. Anyway.
Get back in your dungeon, freak.
No, I actually do like knowing those little things.
Why don't you lich my balls? It's a type of undead wizard. I know things.
He knows things.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I see what you mean, because they're not werewolfy enough, and I think I'm looking for something very specific in a werewolf. Mm. I found the similar thing with Harry Potter when they're like, Professor Lupin is like Slender Man werewolf. I'm like, no, thank you, I don't like this. Mm. I do not like this. Anyways, we get more vampire.
But
lore.
I like, you know what? I liked at the very least that they planned all the various shots in the movies, so at no point would any of the werewolves have to change back in human form, jawtless.
Pants, yeah. I totally noticed that, because at the end when Jacob runs away, you would run away because you're not wearing pants.
That's right.
And that's cool that he did that because he's a child.
That's
because he's 16.
That's true, yeah.
And that's illegal. Anyway, Victoria's back. She wants to kill Bella, et cetera, and so forth. I liked you was underwater. I'm like, swimming underwater, Dracula? That's some spooky stuff. Good stuff, movie.
Absolutely.
Well done. And the other thing is we get some other vampire lore. And by that I mean we meet the real villains of the Twilight saga, Italians.
Mamma mia.
So it's the Volturi?
Yes.
And the thing about the Volturi is if somebody's sick of being alive, they go to them and they go, can you please rip my head off?
And they James, go, picture this. James, picture this, if you will. Vampire v. Vampire.
I'm watching.
Drake
I'm thinking,
meme.
I'm thinking in my mind.
Drake's against this. Stake through the heart. Drake's for this. Just straight up ripping a man's head off.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Drake's also for this. Texting underage girls.
I know, right?
Allegedly. Allegedly, I believe that. Whether or not that happened or is true. Mm-hmm. But it's... What am I doing?
I don't know. I don't know. Talk about the 16-year-olds in Jortsmore.
So anyway, what I thought strange about that was...
But anyway, I just love that that's the go-to. It's just ripping somebody's head off.
And it's weird because...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's like you have
silver
to,
bullets. Nah,
you have to go to it like it's a request. But I feel like
we'll put you in the queue.
Yeah, but if you like, I don't know, you've got a couple of strong enough horses,
sure,
you could probably get your head pulled off,
or a couple of Volvos.
Yeah, or a couple of Volvos. Sensible but powerful. We all know that.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's interesting. Anyways, we're introduced to more vampire powers. Of course, we've seen the one that sees the future. One I think does mood control or something. That's mentioned at the school. She's like, don't use your mood control. I don't like my birthday.
Yeah, she swallowed a mood ring.
Oh,
well, there's another thing about that. Like, Bella's absolutely like, please don't make a big deal about my birthday.
Yeah.
And then Edward's like, I'm telling my whole family they're getting you gifts. We're making a whole big thing about it. Rude.
I agree.
Yeah.
Something a very old man or a very young man would do. So I still don't know where we're at with him.
Right, exactly.
I don't like him, though. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Also, a stepdad's like, here, have this unboxed digital camera. Where'd he get it? I'm going to say asset forfeiture. took it off a guy off the street. I was like, I'm having this.
You might want to wipe that memory card. I haven't had a look at it, but it's not going to be good.
Anyway, on your way, Drake.
Allegedly. Anyways, Michael Sheen can read memories if he touches you. One does straight up pain.
Yep, sure.
It's like, bam, you got pain.
One of them, perfect espresso every time.
You're going to do a little art on it?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And of course, Bella, it turns out, has the greatest power of all. She's immune to powers.
That's pretty cool.
And that would make a hell of a vampire.
Is she immune to having her head twisted on?
I can't imagine so. Mm. It's interesting because
it's not working. I'm twisted so hard.
I've twisted this 16 times.
I've had 3 espressos. What's wrong?
I feel like though there is a moment in the Italian room where there's a fight between Edward and some other vampires.
Yep.
Also turns out he's not great hand to hand, is he? If I had 109 years. I'd know so much fucking Krav Maga.
I was going to say you would learn Krav Maga.
I'd be tearing through everything. You couldn't stop me, mate.
Mm.
But the action in that room the speed is conveyed so much better.
Not bad at all. Is it a different director from
the
previous
one? It is, but also it's down to the budget. Actually, I've got a note about that. So Catherine Hardwick, who directed the first one, she turned down directing this film because of the release date set by Summit, which was exactly 1 year after the first film, would not allow her enough time to work on the script. And I think she also doesn't get enough credit for this franchise because she cast this. Like, she got it kicked off and she didn't do another one.
Yeah,
so
right.
Anyway, I think that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I didn't mind that action sequence, but I've got some questions for you about vampires, and I guess
Please.
To anybody. So the idea is that the vampires that eat animal blood.
Yes.
I thought, why don't they just have drink human blood, right, from a blood bank.
Sure.
Which is like a thing in, remember that Ethan Hawke vampire movie?
Yeah, it's in a lot of stuff, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's in Blade. It's in a bunch of shit. But it turns out that in this movie...
It's in The Vampire Diaries. That's where I remember it from.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You read The Vampire Diary?
No, but I watched Jenny Nicholson's video about The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, The Vampire Diary. Yep. Very good. So a vampire's diet, though, is revealed by the color of their eyes. So the Cullens only feast on animal blood, so they have topaz eyes.
Oh.
Whereas, like, the nomads...
Michael Sheen...
Exactly. Or the Volturi have red eyes.
Mm.
Or what you could do, drink a bunch of like blood from a blood bank, put contacts in, or sunglasses, or pull your eyes out, or, I don't know, kill yourself, get your head pulled off.
Here's the thought also. Some of these guys, like I think one guy's called Jasper. First of all, they all have great names.
Agreed.
He goes to this school,
yep.
And he's only recently become a vampire vegetarian.
Yeah.
How is it not a bloodbath at the school every day?
Yeah.
Because teenagers are constantly tripping over and scraping their knees.
Exactly.
And doing a skateboard trick.
And having their periods. Apparently Stephanie Meyer addressed that.
Did she?
And it's not the kind of blood that they're interested in, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah, so thanks for all the information.
Thanks for all the information.
Thank you, there we go. Anyways, there's a confrontation with Jacob at the end. And she says, Jacob, I choose Edward. You suck and he sucks. And then he's like...
But this one's more mysterious and he doesn't seem interested in me. So I like him more. Because that's how this works.
That's how this works. So he's like, okay, I'm going to give you 3 years, which is also perfect because there's 3 more movies. And then, you know, we can decide whether or you can decide whether or not you want to be a magical vampire person.
Mm.
And she has a vision of the future where she's beautiful and sparkling and running without tripping, which I'll just imagine. And I feel like, you know... The 3 years, that's when the abstinence shit in these movies, like that's going to really kick off, do you know what I mean? Because that's like an underlying kind of theme of a lot of this, do you know what I mean?
They barely even do any kisses.
They barely do enough kisses. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Anyways, I wanted to ask you though, so would you stick to, for the moment...
Go on.
And you are open to change this if we come back to these.
Okay.
Who do you choose between Jacob and Edward?
James, are you asking if I'm Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I guess I am, Mason.
Wow.
Get it trending.
Gosh, that is a great question.
Bearing in mind that Jacob, in a later movie, imprints on Bella and Edward's baby, and then they end up getting married.
Oh, then Team Edward forever. Because that's... Yeah,
pretty ordinary?
Yeah, by comparison, it's like 1/1,000,000,000th as creepy as the thing that you just said.
Yeah, okay, so, cool.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird that Drake came up this episode, isn't it?
Sure is.
Drake.
Drake.
Anyways, it's time for New Moon Via.
I love it.
It's trivia.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
What do you got in the tank here?
Okay. So every song, well, I did the director thing. Every song that appears in this film and on the soundtrack is original and written specifically for the film.
Very nice.
I agree. So there's a movie that they go and see in this with
Face Punch.
Face Punch. Tagline, let's do this.
Now, has Stephanie Meyer written a full Face Punch script?
It's funny you should say that because in the book, the movie they go and see is Crosshairs, but there was a movie called Crosshairs from 2008. What is that? I've never heard of that.
Neither have I.
Should I look it up now?
You should look it up right now. We'll get some hard facts.
Hard facts.
Mm.
Crosshairs. Now, isn't there a Transformer called Crosshairs?
There's absolutely a Transformer called Crosshairs.
Is there a G.I. Joe called Crosshairs?
Almost certainly.
Interesting.
I do have one more note here that we didn't get to.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
I
want to see it. Show me the note.
Okay.
Oh, no, you gave me the bird.
That's right. It's interesting that, initially it made no sense that vampires just get Virgin Airways.
Yeah.
Like a normal person just to go with the general public. But then I saw that Alice, she put a scarf on. I guess it's fine.
That is fine.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, just a daytime flight. Nobody notices this sparkly lady. Put a scarf on.
Put a scarf. Yeah, I'm looking at this movie.
Crosshairs. Is anybody famous in it?
When this is the IMDb, it's blank as hell.
That's blank as hell. But it's like half an hour shorter than the New Moon. So
oh, man, we should have done that. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I got one more bit of trivia.
Go on.
But this is a subsection of the New Moon via section.
Is it anything to do with Michael Sheen?
No.
Okay.
But it's called New Bod Who Dis? Because, of course, Jacob, he bulked up for this.
That's right.
I don't know if you know this, but Michael...
Sheen?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying it was nice to see Michael Sheen in
also,
this.
We know he was in... there was a werewolf in the other thing. Anyways.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a lycan in fucking that really blue series.
Was he? Underworld?
Yeah, he was good in one him. Of them. Rise of the Lycans in I've the seen first Michael one Sheen. Or whatever. You've seen him, you know him. Anyway, Michael Coppon was set to star as to take on the role of Jacob Black because... Oh. Taylor Lautner was only 17 in 2009. So I thought he can't gain the 26 pounds of muscle required for the role. But it turns out he did. And this is how he did it, Mason. He ate thick, heavy food every 2 hours. He had 3 protein shakes a day.
Wait, even at night?
Yes.
They woke him up. They prodded him away every 2 hours at night.
He had to carry a little baggie full of beef patties and raw almonds and sweet potatoes.
Well, just carry it around.
Yeah, because he's going
to lift weights.
Yeah, he's in Hollywood. So he's going around. So he had to consume 3,200 calories
a day.
And people
would point and be like, what's in those bags? And the embarrassment.
That's right.
Embarrassment would...
Just a loose bag of meat and almonds.
Get his heart going. It's meat and almonds, boy.
You'll be sorry. You'll be sorry when I'm in Twilight New Moon. So you had to consume 3,200 calories a day just to maintain. That's just to maintain.
Whoa.
Mason. Yeah, and also hit the gym 5 days a week, allowing for 2 days of rest, because that is important. A lot of people might take for granted the rest days required when exercising. Your body needs time to heal. That's important.
Now, also, does the body need HGH? In this instance.
No, apparently not. Well, he was like 16 when he started working out, so I hope not.
That would have messed his head up.
Yeah, his head would have fallen off. Anyways. It's also
like a vampire's would.
Vampire. So it's box office time also.
I'm ready.
So this actually broke the record for the biggest one-day gross in the US with $72.7 million.
I think the next one-day gross is when that thing happens with the baby and dude falling in love with
a
baby.
That's a lifetime of gross, isn't it?
That's a lot of gross, let me tell you.
The former record holder was The Dark Knight, which is actually the movie that we should be talking about by now if we had have done Batman Begins last week.
But we're doing a trick on you, the viewer, and ourselves.
Exactly. So it's big box office time all the time for the Twilight saga. Should we come back next week?
Wow.
We'll find out.
3 more. I'm talking to you, James. There's 3 more of these, apparently.
I know.
There's like half a movie of plot left, from what I can gather.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, but there's 3 more movies.
Yeah. So it's 2 books, but 1.
Bearing in mind, we have bailed on franchises in the past.
Yep.
We could bail on this. We could do Batman, a movie that everybody likes.
That's true. We'll think about it.
We'll have a think about
Anyways,
it.
Anyways, if you do want to know...
See how these do. Maybe they get 1 million views.
If you do want to know what's going on next week, you can actually go to bigsandwich.co, and if you do want to sign up, it's like our private Patreon.
That's right.
Where Caravan of Garbage goes up there a day early. And in addition to that, we also have movie commentaries. We also have exclusive bonus podcasts. Also, our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Every week, that comes out on Sunday as opposed to Monday, ad-free. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Are you enjoying whatever this is that we're doing?
They're bad, but I am.
And also to the viewer of this or listener.
Yeah, they're bad, but they
and
are.
And you are.
And I am.
Okay, good. Please let us know what you want to see. And I will probably, I don't know, push back on any aggression.
Yeah,
and just do the,
you'll do whatever
do
you want.
Do the thing that
I think
is most annoying for people.
Yeah, you'll pretty much, the majority will determine what you'll do the opposite of out of spite.
That's right. All right, thanks, everybody.
Okay, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.